We enter Shabbat Parshat Shmini on the heels of the end of Pesach and the beginning of the Sfirat HaOmer period. Very powerful, reflective day today, 1 week since the attack on the D family, the murder of the sisters Maya and Rina, and later the passing of Lucy, of the D mother. This comes on the heels of many difficult weeks in Israel, for Israelis and for the Jewish people around the world. External attacks, terrorism, and internal machloket that's been raging. I've just come back from a visit to the D family, to the Shiva home, and I want to share a few thoughts. Le'ilui Nishmat, the three D women who passed away, and inspired by those sitting Shiva, and hopefully in a way that can inspire us. And I'd like to use Pirkei Avot, which we are meant to study during this period, to help us prepare for Shavuot and fix the mourning for Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Rabbi Akiva himself teaches in the end of the third perek of Avot, Hakol Natun Be'eravon. Everything in this world, our lives themselves, are given to us on loan. Not something to take for granted. Something life that we need to take advantage of and use properly while we have it. When we hear of these sudden attacks and sudden loss of life of people very young, it reminds us that how fragile we are and to take advantage of life as long as it's given to us. What should we use our lives for? Well, of course, there are the meaningful pursuits, as the Mishnah in the beginning of Avot introduces the three pillars of the world, Torah, Avoda, and Gemilat Chasadim. But I want to focus on an aspect of Gemilat Chasadim that struck me over the past week, and particularly today. In hearing people speak about the D women who lost their lives, the salient point is how close so many people, seems everyone who knew them personally, felt to each of them. I understand this better this morning, having been to the Shiva home and having seen how much the family is concerned in consoling others who've come to console them. The respect, care, and warmth shown to everyone. Which reminds us, of course, of the way Ben Zoma, in the beginning of the fourth perek of Avot, answers his question of Ezeu Mechubad, who is the respected one. He answers, HaMechabed et HaBriot, the one who makes other people feel respected. Gemilut Chasadim at the core is about caring for other people, returning their dignity to them. Earlier in the third parak of Avos, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa makes a strong statement about how important creating this environment is, and he writes, Kol sheruach HaBriot nocha himenu. Ruach HaMakom Nocha Himenu. Anyone who people enjoy and appreciate, God appreciates automatically as well. Kol She'ein Ruach HaBriot Nocha Himenu. Ein Ruach HaMakom Nocha Himenu. Anyone who does not make people feel this way, feel good and comfortable, God is not comfortable with them either. The distinction we sometimes make between those who we think God likes versus those who people like is a non-existent distinction. God likes those who people like, who Ruach HaBriot Nocha Himenu. And it seems that this is what the whole D family stood for and continues to stand for. And I think this comes from a broader understanding that Hillel presents in the first perek. On the one hand, he says, Im ein ani li mi li, if I don't take care of myself, nobody else will. But on the other hand, Kishani le'atzmi ma'ani, when all I think about is myself, existentially, what am I? Rav Shimon Shkop writes about this Mishnah, that it's only a crude person who sees his existence as inclusive only of himself. The basic level of identity is that a person sees their existence as inclusive of all the Jewish people. And Rav Shimon continues and says, the ideal level is that a person sees their existence as inclusive of all mankind, all of God's creations. And this is something which we've seen in the Jewish people's response to the murder, to the terrorism against the D family. The Jewish people have come together, right wing, left wing, religious, non-religious, to identify as part of one people. And this is something Chazal spoke about at great length. The Jews are compared to a sheep. One part is touched, the whole body feels it. Being in Efrat this morning, you felt it on the streets, how people have come together, rallied around, not just to show support, but out of a genuine feeling of pain and empathy. We've just begun the Sfirat HaOmer period, where we mourn for the loss of the 12,000 chavrutot Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. And we're told in the Gemara in Yevamot that they all died because lo nagu kavod ze baze. Not they didn't respect each other. They didn't show respect for each other. We see how critical the respect we show to one another is. And that's what I felt this morning. We have debates, but we need to remember that we're on the same team, part of something together, even if we have different goals. We should show that we recognize this by how we care for one another, by how we respect one another. Let's be inspired. On the one hand, the loss of life should inspire us to take more advantage of the life we continue to be blessed with. And let's be inspired by this family that so many people felt and feel close with because of how they show respect and love to others, to do the same thing amongst the Jewish people. We'll definitely continue having debates, but let's make sure these debates can be with a little bit more respect, with a little bit more love, a little bit more of a sense of achva. Shabbat shalom.